വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഡിയർ ലേണേഴ്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഇൻ ടുഡേസ് ലെക്ചർ വിൽ ബി ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് അരിസ്റ്റോട്ടൽസ് മോഡൽ ഓഫ് കമ്മ്യൂണിക്കേഷൻ. The Aristotle's model of communication is also popularly known as Aristotle's rhetoric. Aristotle, the great philosopher, was a student of another great philosopher, Plato. According to Aristotle, he was focusing on the aspect of persuasion in public communication. For him, it was important that the ruler or the king or the communicator is in a position to persuade the audience or the receivers of message in a certain fashion which is effective and helpful to the speaker. For him, it is extremely important to have three important qualities or three important criteria to be an effective and a good speaker. And those three criteria are ethos, logos, and pathos. So let us now look at all these three criteria one by one and in details. What is ethos? Ethos is the ethical approach of a speaker, or to put it simply, it is nothing but the credibility of the speaker. Why would you listen to someone if you don't believe in that particular person? That is why, in order to believe a person, we first need to be sure that the person is the right one on the right subject. Let me give you an example. You are suffering from fever. Who would you go to first? Would you go to your local healer? Or would you prefer going to a doctor? Well, in some parts of the country, people still prefer to go to a local healer. But the right and the most logical choice which is in front of us is to go to a doctor, because the doctor will give you the right medicines to help you recover from your fever as fast as possible. Why did you think of going to a doctor? Because the doctor is the person who is credible and who is authentic to help us treat various diseases. So here, the credibility of the doctor is important. What the doctor says, we believe. What the doctor advises, we accept. And what the doctor finally tells us to do in the long run, we, even if we like it or not, tend to do it for our own well-being. Similarly, in the art of communication, it is important that the speaker establishes his or her credibility. Moving on to the second aspect. The second aspect is logos, or the logical side of the speaker. If I am going to explain a certain thing to you, it should be done in a logical fashion. Let me give you an example. If I say 2 plus 2 is equal to 5, would you believe? I don't think so. Because according to you and the logic which has been established, 2 plus 2 is not 5. We all know 2 plus 2 is 4. If I would have said 2 plus 2 is 4, you would have believed, because the logic which I am giving to establish 2 plus 2 is equal to 4 is the right one. Similarly, a speaker, in order to convince the audiences about a certain thing, has to give a certain logic. Logic can be in the form of facts, figures, statistics, statements, assumptions, etc. As long as it helps the audience be convinced about that particular issue or the subject in hand. If I were to give you a small definition of what logic or logos means, It is nothing but it is the means of persuading by the use of reasoning. It is mostly going to be in the form of deductive or inductive reasoning. I think I've already given you two important aspects. The third is the most interesting and the crucial of this particular model, and it is pathos. Pathos deals with the emotional side of the speaker. If the speaker is able to convince the audience through the use of emotions, then there is nothing like it. I'm sure you must be seeing many political speakers, both at the national and international level, using emotions to convince us for many things. One of them might be getting your votes. How do they do it? They use the third technique, the pathos or the emotional side. If I were to give you a small definition of what pathos means, pathos is nothing but the means of persuading by appealing to the reader or the audience's emotions. Emotion can help us in believing even a false thing. If I were to emotionally give you a certain wrong thing, you might tend to believe if you are not cautious. So, to summarize, Aristotle's rhetoric focuses on the art of persuasion. And in order to be a successful communicator and to persuade my readers or audience to believe what I'm saying, I need to have three things in mind: ethos, logos, and pathos. So, dear learners, I think with this lecture, you will be in a position to learn and appreciate the basics of this model, also known as Aristotle's rhetoric. Thank you.